time for Rhema for Today.
Now you see, we have been taught that faith is what you need. It's the hand that takes whatever you need from God. Is that correct? Everything that Jesus purchased on Calvary is ours by believing. All things are possible to him that can believe. And of course, this is true. Faith gets us salvation. All the fullness of the Spirit comes into our life through faith. The gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, victory over the world, the flesh, the devil, all the powers of darkness. All these things come to us by faith. But that faith must be built on the foundation of love.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. We went into Rhema's archives and chose Kenneth Hagin's teaching, Love, Faith's Firm Foundation. This will be a great week of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth Hagin with today's message.
You can turn to Galatians chapter 5. We will read the 22nd and 23rd verses, and then the 6th verse. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Verse 6 says, For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. I want to talk about faith working by love. Most people in the faith message, if you want to call it that today, are not missing it in their confession. They are not missing it in knowing what God's Word says. They are not missing it in believing the Word of God. Most of the people today in the faith movement are missing it by not knowing how to walk in love. I believe the biggest reason for prayers not being answered, that people are making confessions and believing God to meet their need and to do this and to do that and do the other, I believe the biggest reason that they are not receiving their answer is because they're not walking in love. But as I was meditating out on a sand dune, we were out riding with several people and some friends that we had known, a man that was healed under Dad's ministry. We saw his family and they were out there and we were riding with them. I was sliding around the corners and climbing hills, and I broke a bead on one of my rear tires and lost all the air out of it. And so they all had to go back in to get an air tank to come back out there and to air up my tire. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Sitting on top of a sand dune out in the middle of western Oklahoma all by yourself, and as far as you can see in any direction, there's not a soul around. And it's quiet. You can hear off in the distance a train rumbling down the tracks. You can hear some birds. Off in the distance you hear a cow bellowing. And you're standing up there and I begin to meditate. And I begin to say, now Lord, what do you want me to minister on? And the Lord impressed upon me that I should minister a message that I preached only one time before. And that is, faith worketh by love. Now, I received this teaching when I saw a lot of people that were supposedly believing God. And as far as I knew, they were believing God. They were making the confessions. They were reading God's Word. They were in, and yet I did not see the fullness of the answers. I began to pray about it. And the Lord impressed upon me this verse of Scripture, faith which worketh by love. He said, it's not that they don't know what the Word says. It's not that they're not making a confession correctly. It's not that they're not believing in the Word. But their faith is being hindered because they are not walking in love. Now you see, we have been taught that faith is what you need. It's the hand that takes whatever you need from God. Is that correct? Everything that Jesus purchased on Calvary is ours by believing. All things are possible to him that can believe. And of course, this is true. Faith gets us salvation. All the fullness of the Spirit comes into our life through faith. The gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, victory over the world, the flesh, the devil, all the powers of darkness. All these things come to us by faith. But that faith must be built on the foundation of love. The foundation for faith working for you is love. How many of you realize that a building that is built is only as good as its foundation? Well, your faith is only as good as your love walk. This is not one of those subjects where I will probably get you out of your chair shouting. But it is a subject that if you will stay with us through the whole thing and be honest with yourself, when you look at yourself, you can make some changes that will affect your entire life. It is very easy to rationalize and to say, oh man, that's really good for brother so-and-so. And I tell you what, John needs that worse than anybody I know. Well, I'm going to tell you what, Ken needs it too. And so does Rudolph. And so does Danny and Tony and Kent. And Bill needs it too. I named a few names, but I'm going to tell you this. You all need it. Now, many people have the mistaken idea of just because that you've learned how to make a few confessions and you've learned a few faith scriptures that you're never going to have another trial or another tribulation. You're going to just be floating around here somewhere. Woo! You ever seen anybody in the faith walk like that? Come on, be honest. I saw three or four hands. Anybody? Some of you may have to point your finger at yourself, you know. You know, a lot of times we point and say, you know, he really needs that. But there's one finger pointing toward him and three of them pointing back at you. You know, that idea did not originate around Rhema. Because I'm going to tell you what, if you listen to what's been taught around here and read the material that comes from this place, you'll find out that nobody ever told you that you never was going to have another trial. They told you because you know how to believe God and walk in love that you can come out victorious on the other side. But nobody ever said you wasn't going to have another trial or tribulation. Now that's the way some faith people want to teach it. And that's the way everybody would like to have it. But I'm sorry to tell you that you will have some trials. I'm sorry to tell you that you are going to have some tribulations and some tests. But I'm happy to tell you that the Word of God says that He delivereth us out of them all. There are some people that have the ostrich mentality. They stick their head in the sand and refuse to recognize the facts. You know, and I use this illustration all the time, but this one fellow said, I will never confess that there's a divorce. I said, no matter whether you confess it or not, it's a fact. It's on record down at the county courthouse. That's the ostrich mentality. You know, they stick their head in the sand and everything's going to be all right. Friend, you got to realize the facts before you can ever get any answers. You know, one reason that faith is not working for people is because they do not have a full understanding of what God's Word has to say about love.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's CD entitled, How to Activate God's Power. We're also offering Kenneth W. Hagin's Slimline book, The Master Restorer, God Will Do It Again. Also in this offer is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD, You Can Have Success. And lastly, Craig Hagin's CD entitled, Have Faith in God. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
We're going to be down in Kennedy, Texas, September 8, 9, and 10.
That's right.
A Sunday through a Tuesday at Word, the Word Fellowship Church, Pastor Trey and Earlene Hill. So, hey, if you're in any of these areas, hey, make plans to come out and be there. If you have friends in those areas, make plans, get a hold of them and tell them about the conferences.
That's right.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, Love, Faith's Firm Foundation. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.